On this month's edition of AV Social, Kelly and Dawn talk about AV Month and how to keep that inspiration all year long.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This is AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.
This is AV Social, episode 15, AV Month. Let's make it AV Year. Recorded October 2015.
And we're here today to talk about AV Month. And I'm here as usual with my lovely co-host, Kelly Perkins from AVI Systems.
Hi, Don, and welcome everybody to our topic of AV Month. The idea with AV Month is to basically bring awareness, promote, and share the AV industry with those around us. It's been an Infocom initiative for the past couple of years. It originally started as AV Week, and now it's moved to AV Month. There's a lot of different ways you can get involved with your community, with your area, with people outside of your area. It's basically just to bring awareness of the AV community to those outside of our community.
That's absolutely right. And as Kelly mentioned, it was started by Infocom International, but it's sort of gotten a life of its own, which it's meant to. AV Week and AV Month are meant to be grassroots initiatives, ways for us and our association to spread the word about what our industry is, what we do, products, services, careers in our field. It's kind of just an education period for people outside of the industry. And I think one of the things that is best about AV Week is, you know, this year, 2015, Infocom is taking a step back. They're very busy with many other initiatives that they're getting in place, including their APEX certification, that they're going to revamp the AV Month program starting in 2016. So this year, they're being very supportive of other companies and groups that want to celebrate AV Month, but they're not doing anything very specific or scheduled themselves. Normally they would hold an AV Week or an AV Month event, and this year they're not doing that. So this year, 2015, it falls to all of us to actually do something for AV Month or even AV Week if you only choose to celebrate a week. And that's what we're here to talk about today. Kelly and I, we're not joined by any guests. We're just going to kind of chat about ways you can use AV Week, AV Month, or similar events to market your company, to use, you know, as public relations, networking, getting word out both about your company and what we do as an industry. And I think that that's really worth doing. I do know, I can tell you this much, even though Infocom's not celebrating this year officially, AV Nation is providing, like last year, an entire month of content, fresh blogs and fresh videos, podcasts throughout the month as sort of our contribution to AV Month this year. So I guess let's start with, how have we celebrated AV Month in the past? And I've been talking for a few minutes here, so Kelly, I'll let you go with this. What have you done in the past, both with AVI or other companies, to celebrate AV Week or AV Month?
Well, I don't know. I guess first and foremost, I'm always excited to have an excuse to celebrate AV. There's a ton of different ways you can get involved. A lot of things I've done in the past is networking type activities, just bringing your community together and introducing people, you know, to one another, whether you're a manufacturer, whether you're an end user customer or an integrator. It's just really nice to have that support within your community, just to kind of get together, share, you know, what it is, what your little cog in the wheel is, I guess you could say, in the AV industry. You know, I'm in Minneapolis, so there's some manufacturers in town, Vadio, Milestone. We used to have the Infocom IQ folks in town. So we just kind of plan an afternoon where we get together and just introduce ourselves amongst each other and share some stories and eventually become friends and be able to help each other out in the industry. So that's one way you can do it. I know Don had also mentioned doing some kind of presentations in town, kind of getting involved in the local schools and local programs. Want to maybe go into some of that, Don?
Absolutely. So one of the things that Infocom has done since the very first AV Week, however many years ago that was, is they provide a toolkit on their website. You might have to dig around for it a little bit. It's not always right linked on the front page, but they provide a toolkit for manufacturers and for integrators to use in planning and executing your own celebrations of AV Week. I do know that they have a few short curricula lessons that you can provide to local middle schools and high schools, either in their technology programs or their science programs, for special lessons that they can offer during AV Week celebrations or AV Month celebrations. With one of my previous employer,
I was just going to say, you said that you taught and gave a presentation, I think it was to a local school. Maybe go into that a little bit, but then share with our audience kind of how you go about doing that. Do you just call up the school? Do you get in touch with, just for people like me, because I don't know how to do that, so.
Well, and kind of neither do I. That's one of the things that we do here is we sort of make things up and then share how to do it so other people can do it as
perfect.
Well. In my case, I've downloaded over the years different curricula from Infocom. They're usually geared more towards, like I said, middle school or high school students. And it's really complex getting involved with your local high schools and middle schools to come in and teach as a guest. Usually they have to reach out to you. There's sometimes security involved, you know, with getting background checks and so forth. It's a lot more complex than it was back when we were kids and it was more innocent times. So when I've personally done AV Week or AV Month events at schools, I actually approached it at the college level. And in my case, I contacted our local community college, Carroll Community College here in Maryland, and I basically looked at their website and said, who at this school would be interested in talking with me about this field or these technologies? And on the school website, they listed that they have a STEM club, and it looked like a very active STEM club. I sort of Facebook stalked their webpage and found it. And they looked like a really active, enthusiastic group. So I basically sent an email to the faculty advisor and said, my name is Dawn Mead. I work with a company called NetAV right here in your county. And October is AV month. This was just 2 years ago. October is AV month. And it's a month where we celebrate audiovisual technologies in all of its careers. And I was wondering if I could have a few minutes of time in your October meeting to talk to the STEM club about careers in AV, discuss options for them, and what's available, because it's an under-recognized area within the greater STEM field. And they were delighted to have me out. I had 15 minutes at the top of the meeting to show it. I showed a short video that Infocom provided. I downloaded it from their website. Then I, you know, had some handouts on careers in our field and talked about my experience in the field. And then I was welcome to stay and take part in the rest of their meeting, which, you know, it's a STEM club, so they do cool, interesting activities. That month was whoever built that. We were given some spaghetti and some marshmallows and some scotch tape, and we had to build a structure tower to, you know, to get to the top, and the winning team got some sort of on-campus gift cards or whatever. And so I had some pretty bright young fellows on my team, and we ended up, I think, had the highest tower so by the end of the session. So, yeah, I mean, it's just go out, you know, wear your company shirt, carry, you know, a little projector or whatever, and talk about what we do. I mean, I don't think I've ever met anyone in our industry who's not excited to be in our industry. And to share that enthusiasm with young people that have similar interests, they asked a lot of great questions, and it was a great opportunity to talk to some of these folks and maybe steer some of them into joining us. So
that's
great time.
Could you imagine if one person, even in just an, you know, in a region did that, you know, once in October, how much awareness we could raise for the industry? I think what's really cool about AV Month is the fact that, you know, we get so busy, you know, in our daily lives and schedules. And I know everyone's busy, you know, it's crazy everywhere, no matter what position you're in. And sometimes, you know, I feel like AV Month can be an excuse to step back a little bit. You know, whether it's just internally in your company, whether you know, if you're a project manager and you go, you know, wander over to the other side, you know, and see what the salespeople are doing or vice versa, or you're, you know, an installation technician, you know, and walking over to another department and actually seeing what other people do and learning, you know, each piece of the puzzle, just something like that. It raises, you know, it raises awareness within your company of what other people are doing and kind of gives you that, you know, that, oh, okay, you actually do this, and understanding of what somebody else does. You know, it's a great excuse to kind of step back a little bit and say, okay, you know, I'm going to do something for our industry this month.
Right. And it doesn't have to be, you know, I'm going to go and give a formal presentation to a school. You know, is your kid a Boy Scout or a Girl Scout? Ask their troop leader if you can come and talk a few minutes after one of their meetings about your career, you know, during AV Month. We're talking about AV Month because obviously it's the beginning of October. It is AV Month and we're trying to encourage people, you know, within the industry to celebrate, but it doesn't have to be AV Month. If you find out your kid's Girl Scout troop is having STEM week in February, my God, ask if you can talk to your kid's Girl Scout troop in February during STEM week and talk about what you do. You know, it doesn't have to be strictly within these confines. You don't have to follow the Infocom curriculum. You can use it for ideas. Absolutely. I rape and pillage that site all the time for ideas, but you don't have to follow it to the letter because this is grassroots. This is something that we're doing for our industry as a whole, and it's our initiative. It doesn't have to be so formal as I'm going to present. You can piggyback on other events. Another time at a previous employer, I went to a local science and technology school, Lincoln Technical or one of those types of schools. I can't remember which one. They were having a career week or a career day and inviting people in to take part in a career fair. Well, we weren't necessarily hiring at that moment, but I went in with information about careers in AV. And I advocated for the industry. I told them about our field. I said, my company's not hiring, but if you go on Infocom's website, there's a job board. They're constantly looking for technicians. Check it out. I've done similar things in different military bases here in the DC area for returning veterans that are coming back from deployments and re-entering the civilian sector. I've gone during their career fairs, not during October, not officially AV month, but I've gone and I've talked about, hey, you've been a radio tech for the radio communication specialist for the US Army for the past 8 years. Why don't you take those skills that you learned, bring them into the private sector, into a career where we're desperate for trained technicians and engineers, and you will have a career your whole life, because frankly, nobody gets out of AV. We're lifers, you know, and you've already got the skills. Any employer would love to have you, because they don't have to train you from scratch like we do most people. So just find opportunities like that, but especially if you can find them during October, and take advantage. Like, you know, find the big mouth in your company and send them out with some literature and some cards and say, go meet people, go talk about what we do and go share. And you build the awareness of the industry, which ultimately benefits all of us. But you're also marketing your company. You know, you've got your company logo on your shirt, hopefully. You've got your company logo on your cards. You're leaving behind information with professors, with, you know, hiring people that can steer their best students towards you, with people on the military bases that can, you know, they might not be working with hiring necessarily, but you're on the base and they see you there and they see your company and say, you know, we need some new AV. Why don't we call that company that came and was working with our veterans to come and put on a bid for this project. So it really is a way of marketing your company without having to market your company. It's raising awareness of yourself and the industry. So I find it a win-win. I don't see a downside to it other than taking some time that we'd be racking our brains as marketers trying to market anyway. And it, the benefits can be amazing.
Absolutely. And I don't know. I love a great excuse to celebrate and promote stuff and get together. And why not? AV Month is a great opportunity to do it.
That's right. Some other things that people have done in the past or that Infocom has done, I know a group of integrators in Northern Virginia a couple of years ago, this was one of Infocom's events, they held an AV Olympics. They rented out a little ballroom or a little meeting room at a local hotel, got several integrators in, as well as some students from local high schools and technical schools. And then they came up with all these silly games that were like the Olympic games, like cable, the fastest cable poles and rolling wheels of I don't know whether it was cable or duct tape or something. But, you know, they had all these ridiculous events timed for speed and everything. And then at the end of the day, they crowned a winner and you know, did like a whole medal ceremony and things like that. You know, take advantage of things like that. Make something like that, you know, with schools in your area, with competing companies. You know, if it, this time of year, I don't know how it is in Minneapolis, but we've got all kinds of fall festivals happening here.
Oh, yeah.
Get a booth at a fall festival. Sometimes they're free. Sometimes they're a little bit of money. Most of us have budgets for marketing. And hand out information about the industry, about your company. Talk about it. One of the big things that Infocom has in the past encouraged, and I've done, I think, every year except for two since they invented the concept of AV Week and now AV Month, is talk to your politicians. Contact your governor, your mayor, your you know, city council, whatever you have, and request them to make an official proclamation that October 2015, or when it was AV Week, you know, October 9th through the 15th or whatever, is officially AV Month or AV Week in your jurisdiction. So, you know, I've not necessarily gone to the county council. I went right to the state level. And so since AV Week was invented, as I said, every year except I think two I missed, we have had an official either AV Week or AV Month declared here in the state of Maryland. And most times the governors are happy to do it. You don't always get to go in for pictures with them actually signing it, but they do send you a really nice certificate. You can hang it in your office, mail copies to the newspaper, send info on it, you know, put it on your website, send it out to the press, and things like that is great, great outreach right there.
Yeah, I love the idea of doing tours too. Getting a group of people together, whether it's architects, whether it's, you know, young students, whether it's just people in town who are interested, doing, you know, tours of really cool AV installations around town, doing tours of, you know, some of the studios in town, some of the really cool stuff, you know, because you really don't ever get to see a lot of it, you know, so maybe, you know, some of the local stadiums, some of the local venues, you know, you could see some really neat stuff. And I, you know, again, it raises awareness for people that aren't necessarily familiar with AV or don't really understand it.
That's a fantastic idea, Kelly. And I mean, obviously, you know, for a lot of us little guys, we don't have access to the stadium or what have you. I mean, it doesn't have to be as big as that. Now, obviously, if you're one of those companies being in the stadiums, my God, see if you can do a tour or something at the stadium. A couple years ago when we went to the BLC that NSCA held, AMX arranged for us to have a tour of the technology in Dallas Cowboys Stadium because the BLC was in Dallas.
Yeah, and that's another thing too, is taking advantage of your partners.
Oh my God, I'm in the industry and that tour blew my mind. I couldn't imagine being Joe Schmo or Jill Schmo, you know, getting a chance to see all that and getting your mind blown by all of that technology.
Yeah.
It's so cool. And things like that, awesome if you're a company that does big things. If you're a little guy, you can still do that. Talk to your favorite partner and do a technology tour there. Do a little mini open house at your office. Harry, my husband, Mr. AV Don, he used to work for CCS, Mid-Atlantic. And I know every year, I think part of AV Month, but if not near there, they have an open house. They invite customers, they invite potential customers, they invite vendors, they have their own little mini trade show, and they have people come in and check out their office, check out the different technologies available, and learn. And it bolsters those relationships with existing customers. It helps prove competence, you know, with potential customers, and it gets the manufacturers a chance to get in front of people. And again, it's one of these things that's like a win-win, you know, provide some cookies or some catering and folks love you, you know, free food, good times, giveaways. You usually manufacturers, you used to be a manufacturer, you know, you like you have swag to donate for giveaways and things.
Oh,
and,
yes.
you know, make it part of the event. And again, like I said, is your town having a fall festival? You know, if you can't give a tour of your office because you just have a beat up warehouse or whatever, or you don't have a big stadium to tour, go to the Fall Fest. Put a digital sign or a display on your table or in your booth. Talk about the technology. Point out to them different places they can see your technology. And in fact, while we were chatting here, I just had an idea for one that I'm going to be doing probably. When we're done with this podcast, I'm going to start. You can do virtual tours. You can use photos from jobs, you know, if you can't do a physical event, and take advantage of social media. It, you know, it's the time of year now that one of our bigger customers is going to be in the news a whole lot because it's Maryland Emergency Management, and Joaquin is headed right for us, at least at the moment. So, you know, hurricane season. Well, hey, you know, did you see the governor doing a briefing? See that video wall behind them? That's what AV does. You know, things like that can be just as valuable to point out to people, this is what we do. We help you in times of crisis. We help you in times of confusion, you know, wayfinding and digital signage. You know, you just got to approach it of explaining to non-AV people or non-technical people what we do and how we
impact. Yeah.
That's kind of key. Anything else you've got?
I don't think so. We have a good chunk of ideas for people, you know, and if anybody else has an idea, it'd be great to hear from you. You know, hit us a note at, you know, on Twitter. You know, I'm at @AVI_Kelly, and then we have @AVDawn. So we'd love to hear your ideas. The more ideas, the better. We can, you know, kind of pick and choose and hope potentially do more than just one.
Yeah. And it doesn't have to be, like I said, it doesn't have to be something exclusively. I mean, it's awesome October, AV month, yay, AV month. But if you find something, you know, your county technology council or your state technology board does an event in the spring, do your outreach then. You know, find these events, just keep your ear to the ground. Mm-hmm. Read your newspaper or follow your hometown Facebook page or what have you. And find these events, find opportunities to talk about what we do, because let's face it, you know, if we don't talk about what we do, nobody's going to know what we do. It obviously waiting for the mainstream press or waiting for some magic, you know, god of publicity to come and talk about it to the world hasn't happened. So, you know, that's the point of things like AV Month and AV Week. And that's why we want this to be, even if Infocom isn't doing it this year, or even if Infocom decides they never want to do it again, it should still exist. It should still be a thing. And each and every one of you watching this, listening to this, you should be part of it. If you work in AV, you need to be part. You don't have to necessarily go out and be the speech maker, but if you're sitting on a bus or a commuter train next to someone and they say, what do? That's your moment. Talk about what we do. Talk about what benefits we bring to the world, and talk about your company, because, you know, we're marketers. That's what we're here for, right?
Yes.
So I guess that's the end of my soapbox. If you have anything else to add, Kelly.
No, I think you pretty much got it. I think it's just, again, it's an excuse to, you know, to promote and bring awareness to our industry. And kind of like you said, there isn't a lot of awareness of our industry. So, you know, any excuse we can get to get people together and promote it.
And share our passion, because God knows we're an industry full of excited, passionate geeks about our technology. Share it.
Yes, let your
flag fly, people. And talk about it. Especially during AV month, which is October. We're recording this here on the 2nd of October. You've now got 29 days to do something. I'm challenging each and every listener, viewer, whatever. Do something this month for AV month, even if it's something small. Send us a note about it, tweet about it, send us an email. We'll share them, you know, on the AV Nation page. I'll make sure that they do. And just do your part, you know, celebrate. We have a cool job and they pay us to play with toys. Let's go for it. I guess that's all for now. We've got to beat that horse. I'm Dawn Mead from NetAV. I'm one of your hosts of AV Social. As usual, my lovely partner in crime, Kelly Perkins from ABI.
Thank you, guys.
As Kelly said, she's at @AVI_Kelly on Twitter. And I'm at AV Dawn. And we hope to hear from you. Happy AV month, everyone.
Thank you, guys.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This
is AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.